Well, condolences have been pouring in from around the world all day today, including from U.S. President Barack Obama and Turkish President Abdullah Gül. Joining President Gül at a news conference after talks in the capital Ankara, President Obama said he wants to build on what is already a strong foundation with Turkey. Irene Lagan reports.
Long a U.S. ally, Turkey is a member of NATO and is trying to join the European Union. Before his arrival late Sunday, U.S. President Barack Obama urged the EU to accept Turkey as a member, saying it would be a positive sign to the Muslim world.
It gives me confidence that moving forward, not only are we going to be able to improve our bilateral relations, but as we work together, we're going to be able to, I think, shape a set of strategies that can bridge the divide between the Muslim world and the West, that can make us more prosperous and more secure.
Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan were also on the talks agenda. Ankara opposed the war in Iraq in 2003, and U.S. forces were not allowed to go through Turkey to attack Iraq. Now, however, it is going to be a key country after the U.S. withdrawal and maintaining stability, although it has long had problems with Kurdish militants in northern Iraq.
We also discussed the issue of terrorism more broadly, and I reiterated my support to make sure that we are supporting Turkey in dealing with terrorist threats that they may experience.
President Obama's trip to Turkey is his final scheduled country visit and his first overseas trip since taking office. He is due to return to Washington Tuesday. I'm Irene Lagan.